week of this little series called Hallmark Moments. The word Hallmark, it didn't come from the card company. The card company made it famous. But the word Hallmark is really from England, and they used it when they were processing gold in the 1800s, early 1900s, and they would call it hallmarking that product. If gold is hallmarked, it's 99.9% pure, 99.9% fine. So this little series, we wrapped our head around that idea. How can I mark my family? How can I hallmark my family so that they know that they are 99.9% fine to me? They matter to me. How can you do that to your family? So we've looked at that from moms to kids to last week in the marriage relationship. We went over a message last week. Let's see if we can review. I always get myself in trouble when I do this. Best. How can you have the best marriage? B-E-S-T. Let's review. And by the way, you ought to do this with church folk. I'm going to say something. If you run your mouth, right out the gate, and you put people down with your mouth, I pray something happens to your mouth. You hearing me? You ought to use your mouth, use your tongue to bless. Is that the first part of the B-E-S-T? Bless. If crap starts, starts coming out of your mouth. That's awful, ain't it, when that happens? You ought to go, God help me, God forgive me. Y'all listening or not? Bless with your lips. Bless. Upwards, not downwards. Y'all hearing me this morning? Good. I'm feeling better, yes, ma'am. Nothing ticks me off anymore. You may as well go ahead and know it. That I hear that somebody in this church has hurt somebody else with their mouth. All of a sudden, if you were on my good list, you went to my bad list. I'll tell you that right now. You hearing me or not? I don't like that. That's horrible. I don't think God in heaven likes it when his children are like talked about like that. Do you? Yes or no? And the preacher don't either. I don't have a problem with that much around here. It's because I get up here and rant and rave like this. Amen? But it's the Bible, friend. Here we go. Bless. B-E-S-T, bless. What should we do to our spouse or to a friend or the folk in the church of God? What should we do? That E is the word what? Edify. It means build up. Don't tear down. In a relationship, if you want to have the best marriage, that S stood for what? Sacrifice. Give up. Don't be taken all the time. What can you do? Me, do me, do me, do me. Not a whole lot if you keep doing that. Amen? Sacrifice. And then the last thing, B-E-S-T, in the marriage relationship especially, but I think in friendships, and we do it here at Fellowship, what's the T stand for? Touch. You ought to reach out and touch people. People love that. People love to have that hand shook. And even me coming in, I didn't come in the back. I came up this way today. Why? I'm selfish. I knew if I did, I'd get me a bunch of hugs. I knew I'd have to be careful, you know. But I had several people hug me, shake my hand, and all of a sudden, it just made me feel better. Amen? So that's what we talked about last week. You ought to practice that in church. You ought to practice that on your family. It'll help you. Now today, let's go with another message. Sometimes you're just hurting, and you're messed up, man. And only God can help you. You need him to hallmark you. I need you, Lord, to let me know that I'm okay, that it's going to be okay. Especially when you've been hurt, when you've been betrayed, when you've been put down, when you've had hard times come against you, when even in your own life you've done things and screwed your own life up, and now here you are trying to, you've confessed and you're trying to move on, and the enemy brings it up. Am I talking to anybody today? Brings it up, attacks you. I need to hear from God. I must hear from God. I need him to hallmark me. That's what we're talking about today. So y'all with me? Here we go. Let's go. Painful moments. Many of us believers who are believers in Jesus Christ, we believe in him, yet we still, say it with me, live in bondage to the past. Okay? You might say, I don't do that. We tend to all do this. Okay? Especially past what? Hurts and failures. It's funny, the things that we succeed at are the blessings, how so often we can forget those. But what we magnify and the enemy magnifies and we in our own flesh magnify is our pain, our hurt, our failures. And so that dictates our attitude, our life. Man, we need help. We are creatures of habits. We're creatures of patterns. And if this has happened to me in my life, and I'm not trying to give psychobabble up here, it's just the way it is. Say, what I know about church, and I've been doing this for about 27 years, I learned through experience. I went to college. I've had the courses. I've done the seminars. I've even given some seminars and mess like that. But I'm telling you what I've learned about the church, and I don't have it all down. Why? Because I am a product of my past experiences. You can tell when I say something like, watch your mouth, don't use your mouth, don't tear other people down. That should be a red flag to you that I experienced that in my church life somewhere along the way. Y'all hearing the message, yes or no? This one thing I determined by the grace of God, I will not spend the rest of my life, I will not spend the rest of my life as a minister babysitting. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to referee fights in the church. Well, I got all with Abraham, got all with him. Both get right with God. It's not my job. I'm not going to fix you. Let the Holy Ghost fix you, amen? Come on, I can't spend my life. You know why I can't do that? Because I got problems myself. I'm sort of screwed up. I need help with me, amen? So the point is, I am a product of my past experiences, but I want to take those past experiences and use them for the good. Amen? That's what I want. Don't always do it. But that's, we all are like that. Some people in our past, still say it with me, have a very real but subconscious what? Can you think of somebody, don't raise your hand, but can you think of somebody that's hurt you or in your past? I mean, they still like they're gone, they ain't even here, but they still got something like on you? Well, God wants to let you know that He loves you and that you can go on with your life. Okay? It is your life. You can't make it go away. It happened. But can there be life after that experiences? Some past experiences still haunt us and they hound us like a dog. I don't know if it's me or what, but, you know, boy, I tend to do this. I let things haunt me and hound me and bother me, and this is just a struggle. And so, boy, I have to get on my knees and stay in the Word of God. So let's learn today. Are we doomed to live a life of drudgery and misery because of the past pains that were inflicted on us by others or even that we inflicted on ourselves? Am I doomed because of my past? The answer is no. Can we be free and hopeful? The answer is yes. And I want you to know something. You can be free and you can be hopeful as a child of God. Y'all listening this morning? Okay. I know this ain't one of them jump up and down messages, all right? But this is important stuff. You can be free. Jesus Christ said, if the Son shall set you what? Free, you shall be what? Free indeed. Yeah, if you put your faith in Christ, your sins are washed away, you're going to get a home in heaven, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's true. But you also are living right now. And you're to be a living example, an epistle, a testimony, alive unto God, which really is our reasonable service. And we can be a testimony to others. Nothing people need more than to see that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. He has conquered this in my life and that in my life, and I'm making it. And share that with people. It's okay to be real and honest because they need to see that. If you're a sincere believer in Christ, you've been hallmarked by God Almighty. You've been hallmarked by God Almighty. You've been actually sealed by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Here's what the Bible says. Who hath also sealed us, and He's given us the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. That word earnest means down payment. God has given us His Holy Spirit. You didn't earn it. You didn't have to flop like a chicken to get it. Excuse me. Okay? That's His gift. That's His down payment in your life. You've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of the living God when you put your faith and trust in Christ. The Bible tells us don't grieve the Holy Spirit. We are sealed with Him until the day of what? redemption till we go home to be with the Lord. We've been sealed by the Holy Ghost. Our biggest problem in dealing with painful moments from the past is this, though. It's real simple. Say that with me. We don't. Help me now. We don't. No, we don't. No, we don't. We don't know that we have a future. Okay, so today we're going to work on that. Pop it up. When I have Jesus, say that with me. I have what? You don't understand what happened. When I have Jesus, I have what? You don't understand what they did to me. When I have Jesus, I have. Amen? You don't know how much money I used to have. I lost everything. Hello? When I have Jesus, I have enough. Okay? But I need to personally know that He's enough. It's not good enough for me on Sunday morning to tell you this. You need to personally know that Jesus Christ is enough to make it through your past, to make it through your pain. Whatever you're struggling with, you need to know that deep inside of you. So that's the challenge this morning in the next 15 minutes, is to help us understand that. That's the problem. Okay, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know, and that's going to change this morning. Amen? So y'all ready? Let's go, Raj, with the message. Here we go. The light's coming on. The darkness is going to go away. How can I get the light on and the pain in my life to subside? My past that haunts me, what can help me with that? How can I have hope and know that I'm free and that I have a future? I'll often tell you to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Y'all ever heard me say something like that? Amen. Read your Bible. I don't know if some of you don't think I don't read my Bible because I use a big screen. But don't you know something? Now, I read the Bible, and I use the big screen so I can put it all in your face. Amen? Say, come on. And I'm half blind, so I can't see. But the point is, the Word of God, I don't tell you to read the Word of God so you can brag. People actually do that. Oh, I read my Bible. We got a good Bible study. We got the best Bible study. We don't just sit around and talk. We actually study the Bible. And people actually brag over stuff. Isn't that insane? God didn't give you His Word over 1,600 years, over, I don't know, maybe 60 different authors. I forget how many authors. So that you and I could brag. He gave us the Word of God so that we could grow. He gave us the Word of God so that we could know. Y'all listening? That's why He gave it to us, so we'd be saved. Amen, buddy. So wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed to the Word. Roger, we're clicking fast. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Keep looking. The entrance of Your words give light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Your Word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I rejoice that Your Word is one that finds great spoil or treasure. The Word of God. If I'm going to get over my past, I've got to put the Word of God inside of me. Can you say that with me? If I'm going to get over my past, I've got to put the Word of God inside of me. Isn't that old-fashioned sounding or what? Say. And the best way is to memorize a word. You can get this whole PowerPoint right from our computer, from our website. And you can see these scriptures. You could memorize several of these. It'll change your life. Let's look at several this morning. Let's do some mountain moving with the Word. Roger, we're going to have to really fly. I've got about 7 minutes. Pop it up. Come on. The mountain just went away. Let's see if we can do some mountain move. Listen to Jesus. Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. It takes more than willpower to get over your past. It takes what? Say it with me. Word power. Word power. I've got to put the Word of God in me if I'm going to get some of this crud out of me. That's pretty much it. How can I deal with my past? The Word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God. You're of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is He that's in who? You than he that's in the world. How many have ever said that before? You ever said that? Say, greater than me, even more. Where'd you get that from? Bible. How many find yourself quoting Scripture sometime you don't even know you're doing it? Amen. It becomes your answer. It becomes your defense. It's awesome. So that's how I deal with painful moments. And there's some offense that you can go on, and we'll probably come back and pick up this some other time a little bit, but I don't have much time, but I've got still about 5 minutes. Let's see what we can do, Raj. Can you click? Here we go. Say that with me. Here's what the Word of God tells me. Why was the Word of God written? Here's why the Word of God was written, so that I could know that I what? Am loved. I thought it was written so I could brag. No. I thought it was written so I could hang it over other people's head and judge them. No. Word of God was written so you could know you're loved. What's about our favorite verse that we've heard of our whole life, even if we weren't in church? For God so what? There it is. That's why we have the Word, so that I can know I'm loved. If I'm going to get over past experiences and past hurts, I've got to receive that myself. I have got to know that I am loved. God says, I love you. I love you. Look at the Word. God demonstrated His love toward me in that while I was yet a sinner, Christ did what for me? Died for me. Jesus chose me. I didn't choose Him. He ordained me that I should go and bring forth fruit, and that my fruit should remain, that whatsoever I shall ask of the Father in His name, He may give it to me. He loves me to pieces. He's going to skip some verses. I'm saved. Why did God give us His Word? So that I can know I'm what? Yeah, so that I can know I'm loved, so that I could be saved. After I'm saved, do I still keep need to know I'm saved? Say. How do I keep knowing that? Somebody going to tell me every day? No, I get it in the Word. I can know that I'm a child of God, and I'm not being arrogant when I say I'm saved. If I died, I know I'm going to heaven. Oh, you sound arrogant. Not arrogant. How did I find that out? The Word. I've received Him. I've been given power to become a son of God because I believe on His name. I'm saved. I'm a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible says. I am a saved person. I am joined unto the Lord in one spirit. I am saved. That's who I am. Devil, get off my back. I know I've had pain. I know I've had hurt. But I'm loved. I'm saved because God tells me I am. Are y'all hearing me today? All right. I am forgiven. You ever beat yourself up because of something you've done in your past? Let me see your hand. Look at that. You've been forgiven. I know it's hard to believe. You can't forgive yourself. But there's a God in heaven who has forgiven you. If you've asked Him and you were sincere, you've been forgiven. Therefore, there's now no condemnation to me because I'm in Christ Jesus. I don't walk after the flesh, but I walk after the Spirit. I'm forgiven. I am what? Say it with me. Free. We already said it. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be what? Free indeed. Do you see why I read the Bible? I'm a selfish person. I read the Bible because I'm screwed up. It's the Word of God that lets me know, Gary, yeah, you are. I love you anyway. I've saved you. You're forgiven. You're free. You're just going to have to let go of some of that junk in your life, sir, because I've set you free from that. That's hard to do, though, isn't it? But that's that Word power. If the Son makes you free, you'll be free indeed. What else, Raj? He that has raised me up and made me sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In that great passage in Ephesians, I'm already, the Bible tells me that I'm already seated in the heavenlies. That's how free I am, but I don't understand it. But it's happened. I am blessed. Say that with me. I am what? You ever find yourself getting a bad attitude about what's going on in your life? You get down, you get this, you get that, because we don't read our Word. We don't know that we're blessed. Amen? How can I stop having these past thoughts, past pain, past failures dictating my life? I'm blessed. Jesus does not call me servant, for the servant doesn't know what his Lord does, but He's called me friend. Isn't that what we sang this morning? I'm a friend of God. Last one, Roger, I got to quit. Or maybe there's one more. I am what? Confident. This all's from the Bible. Being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what happened to me. It's in the past. I have a future for you. You can be confident. You ever been told you were no good? Say you couldn't do anything? Anybody like that in the building? Well, that's what somebody else said. That's not what your father says. Your father says you can be confident of this very thing. I've started a work in you. I will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's a huge verse. I love that verse. Say that with me. I am what? Let's do some painful testing. How many ever had somebody walk out on you? So let me see your hand. That hurts, don't it? My mother was murdered, taken. Boy, it hurts, you know? How many have anybody just cuss you out? Somebody thought they loved you, but they cussed you. You ever had stuff said like that to you? Maybe a parent said that to you. A parent actually talked down to you like that instead of saying, I love you, despised you. Can you imagine the pain that some folk feel inside this room? Say, I love this last point. I got to quit. I am what? I love this verse. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the God we have. And we spend our whole life thinking we got to earn it. What can I do to please you? Nothing. I love you. Gave my son for you. I love you. Okay? You follow me. You'll be a different person. What about my past? What about it? It's gone. As far as the what? East is from the west? God remembers it what? No more. He buries it in the depths of the what? Amen? I'm his. Yeah, praise the Lord. Good word. Good word. Amen? Let's look at God's card to you today, his Hallmark card. Is there pain in your life? Let's look at the card God's giving you today. Don't worry. What does God tell you? You're loved. You're saved. You're forgiven. You're free. You're blessed. You're confident. You are mine. Love God. You think you're going to be all right? Say, you are going to be all right. Amen. Come on. Let's praise the Lord together this morning. Amen. Good word for our heart.